Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Extreme cold warning continues until noon Thursday. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Daytime highs approaching to above today under cloudy skies with snow likely, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 4 below.
All of the area schools are closed Tuesday, including Diller Odell in Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills Axtell. No school Tuesday at Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. Marysville USD 364 closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday was a scheduled half day. Parent-teacher conferences remain scheduled. No classes Tuesday at Frankfort Centralia or Valley Heights. Marshall County Agency on Aging, no transportation or meals on Tuesday. Washington Friendly Corners meal sites are closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Harvester's Food Pantry at Waterville is canceled Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Transportation says that they are in full swing for the winter storm moving through the entire state of Kansas with a winter weather advisory going through today and tomorrow across most parts of Kansas. As according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, they say across the state they do have the capacity to hold roughly 200,000 tons of the pre-treat material for snow and ice, or they say typically in the wintertime in Kansas, they only use roughly half of that. They do say, however, that this year we have received more snow and ice than in the past couple of years, spread out through multiple different storms, that they are utilizing more than usual. However, with the ongoing rough conditions, KDOT has released a statement reminding individuals to pay more attention to the roads by putting your phone down and focus on driving conditions. You can also check the latest road conditions in your area by going to the CanDrive map. The National Weather Service did issue a winter storm warning and extreme cold warning that will be in effect until midnight on Wednesday across the state.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Tracy Lawrence.
Time marches on.
Is coming to Newkirk at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort Friday, April 4th. Tracy Lawrence live in concert in an all-ages show. Tickets for Tracy Lawrence are available now at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort off North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Republican state lawmakers in Kansas have pledged that the kickoff of this week also kicks off their plan to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto on the transgender medical treatments for minors in the state. Newsbreak.com reports, according to Governor Kelly, she did veto the Help Not Harm Act back on Tuesday, with Republicans pledging that they would override that veto. Republicans had passed a similar bill last year, but didn't have enough votes to override the governor's veto. But the initial vote this year did pass with overwhelming numbers, both in the Senate and the House, with only one vote shy from the two-thirds majority that is needed from the state House of Representatives. If overridden by the legislature, the bill would prohibit the prescription of puberty blockers, along with cross-sex hormones or even surgical interventions for the treatment of gender dysphoria. The bill also prohibits the use of any taxpayer funds in the state for the promotion of the gender-affirming care and allows the opening of civil litigation avenues to go against doctors who provide these services. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the University of Nebraska continues to find different cuts it can within its budget, saying that it has been struggling financially, They have released a new study as of last week saying that their value has been reported to be more than $6.4 billion on economic impact for the fiscal year of 2024. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the national consultant known as Paul Umbach had his analysis show that roughly $2.4 billion were impacted in direct spending by the University of Nebraska system and another $4 billion that were generated through the respending by vendors, staff, students, and visitors. According to the university, they say that according to the report, for every $1 of investment into the university, there's a $10 return to the state of Nebraska. At the same time, they say that one in every seven workers across the state were educated by the state's only public research university, with campuses in Lincoln, Omaha, Kearney, as well as the Omaha-based at University of Nebraska Medical System.
Love it and leave it at Rusty Eck Ford. Love your new ride and leave your trade behind at Rusty Eck Ford. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles. Choose from a 2024 F-150, 5.9% for 84 months. Or 2024 Expedition, $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214-4022. Or 2024 F-150, 1.9% for 36 months. Love your new ride. Leave your trade behind and get top dollar for that trade. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles all ready to drive home today with zero down and low APR financing options. Getting into the car, truck, or SUV you need has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford credit. Interest accrues from date of sale, 1667 per month per $1,000 financed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the sheriff and architect who discussed options in developing plans for renovation and a proposed addition to the current jail facility after two bond issues for a new construction facility in East Marysville were turned down by voters. The architect is expected to return with ideas by the end of March. Mike Welch addressed the board with concerns regarding the lack of affordable housing in Marshall County and asked commissioners what type of incentives could be helped to remedy the situation. The county offers two new construction rebate programs and has continued to work with the Partnership for Growth to develop programs. In other business, commissioners voted to accept resignation of Brooke Feldhausen in the appraiser's office. Washington and Nemahal County commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. Washington Public Library will reopen this week after a remodel. Hours Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday 10 to 6, Thursday 10 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 1. The 2025 Marshall County Fair theme will be Prairie Skies and Sunflower Vibes, suggested by Ronna Trosper. Washington County Economic Development Director Ryan Kern has established a weekly job board to assist Washington County businesses looking for help. He was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend on KNDY. If you missed the conversation, you can download as a podcast at our website, KNDYradio.com.
The job board is only posted on social media at this point. I hope to post it to the county website and look into other resources, and I still hope that those employers are using the local resources, such as the Washington County News, to post their jobs as well.
All of the area schools are closed Tuesday, including Diller-Odell in Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills-Axtell. No school Tuesday at Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. Marysville USD 364 closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday was a scheduled half day. Parent-teacher conferences remain scheduled. No classes Tuesday at Frankfort Centralia or Valley Heights. Marshall County Agency on Aging, no transportation or meals on Tuesday. Washington Friendly Corners meal sites are closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Harvester's Food Pantry at Waterville is canceled Tuesday. William Bill Buck, age 90, of Marysville, passed away February 12. Memorial service is planned Wednesday at 3 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation until 6 p.m. that evening. Later burial is planned at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Bill Buck. Pat Merritt, age 80, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Pat Merritt. John E. Faxon, age 92, of Beatrice, formerly the Odell area, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for John Faxon.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early Wednesday morning. An extreme cold warning is also in effect until early Thursday afternoon. Light snow showers likely throughout the day today, mostly cloudy with our highs just above and below zero. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. North winds around 10 and gusting as high as 20. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs just above zero, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the negative teens and negative 20s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the single digits, then partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Some sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s, then mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Then even warmer on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 46. Record high on this date 75. The average low 23 and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:16. Sunset this evening at 6:06.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Patrons of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric are reminded the annual meeting is Tuesday, February 18th at the Axtell American Legion. Registration at 10:30, complimentary lunch at 11:30. The meeting begins at 12:30. Annual meeting for Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative, Tuesday, February 18th at the Axtell American Legion.
A rematch wouldn't be terrible, would it? Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. We knew Team USA would be in the championship matchup of the Four Nations Tournament, and last night we got the other half of the matchup. Team Canada hangs on for a 5-3 win over Finland and advances to the final. Nate McKinnon with a pair of goals, Connor McDavid scores, Sidney Crosby adds an empty netter to seal it, and Canada to the championship. It's a rematch of the intense showdown this past weekend with Team USA, American coach Mike Sullivan.
The way that game was played with the emotional investment on both sides, it's just such an indication of how much these guys care. And what this means to them. There's a lot of pride at stake. It will be a hard-fought battle. That's what I would anticipate. So I think it's a great celebration of hockey.
Biggest game I've played in quite some time, so maybe ever. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think everyone in the room is looking forward to it, and it's what we wanted, right?
Team USA center Jack Eichel. The first matchup this past weekend was in Montreal. The title game will be in Boston. Thursday night, you'll see it on ESPN. Team USA losing its matchup with Sweden last night 2-1, a game that essentially meant nothing, the U.S. resting a number of players. College hoops last night, women's new number one Notre Dame. They score a season low 64 points, but beat Duke by 15, 64-49. Irish with their 18th straight win. Men's action, third-ranked Duke, 80-62 at Virginia. Cooper Flagg with 17 points and a career-high 14 rebounds. Number 19 Arizona tops Baylor 74-67. K-State, back-to-back losses after a six-game win streak. They fall to Utah 74-69. Auburn stays number one in the latest men's poll. Tigers have 59 of the 60 first-place votes. Florida gets the other. They're up to second ahead of the aforementioned Duke at number three. Miami's Cam Ward accepting the Davey O'Brien last night as the nation's top quarterback, says he hasn't decided whether to throw at the combine next week. Mike Trout won't be in center field. He'll move to right this season.
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
Monday night basketball action. Axtell girls beat Frankfort 48-22, while Hanover took Washington County 68-24. In boys play, Axtell beat Frankfort 57-51, and Hanover ran past Washington County 118-39. Valley Heights at Blue Valley games scheduled Tuesday will be played Thursday, and the Lynn versus Clifton Clyde games rescheduled for Saturday.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, floor traders headed back to work after a three-day weekend will find stock futures higher at the opening. The major averages all scored advances last week, the NASDAQ composite rising 2.5%. At least one Federal Reserve governor is open to more interest rate cuts this year. Christopher Walker says the Fed should consider reductions if inflation continues its downward trend. Many Fed analysts are banking on just one cut this year. For the first time in its 53-year history, Southwest Airlines is getting ready for mass layoffs. The carrier plans to trim over 1,700 jobs from its headquarters in Dallas. That's about 15% of Southwest Airlines' corporate workforce. Krispy Kreme and Hulu are teaming up to satisfy two guilty pleasures, movie snacks and donuts. The donut chain and the streaming service have designed a donut collection inspired by caramel popcorn and one packed with candy pieces. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Techline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, good morning.
Well, friends, when you talk about ARC or PLC, everybody in the ag field knows that we're talking about a program from USDA that's going to help pay to produce it. Every farmer now needs to pay attention to the FSA office. Get signed up if you need to. In the meantime, I can give you a little bit of an idea of what's going on with those two programs. Supposedly, the prices on these ARC and PLC programs are like this. Corn, ARC 503, per bushel corn, PLC 426. Soybeans, ARC 1217, PLC at 966 a bushel. Wheat, ARC 672 a bushel, PLC 556 a bushel. Talk to your FSA office and get that deal done. In the meantime, enrollment in the program will be big this year, because even USDA is saying we're going to have a big income on the farm, but a good amount of it's going to come from programs USDA, if they're allowed. And right now we have some tongue-in-cheek problems wondering whether that's going to happen or not. So we need to be careful, friends. If they shut us down completely, which I don't think they will have the guts to do that, but you never know. There's some real crazy things happening in Washington right now, and it looks like that's going to continue. In the meantime, we do have a pretty good outlook for the livestock industry. In fact, most everybody is saying that it's going to be a good year, but the grain industry's got its problems. We'll just have to wait and see how the drought plays a role in that. See you on the next Techline report.
The cat may not be out of the bag,
But word is getting out about the value found in LAR genetics.
This is Blake Angel with Lundgren Angus Ranch, and I would like to invite you to our 24th annual Dollars and Cents production sale at the ranch south of Gove, Kansas on Friday, February 21st. We will be offering 80 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls along with 5 fall bred females and 34 yearling open heifers. Black Angus sires include Tama Tahoe, Leachman Bottom Line, E&B Wildcat, and GAR High Security. Red Angus sires include Bieber Blue Chip and WFL Value Added. Bulls have been individually feed efficiency tested, genomics evaluated, and have a full set of association EPDs and dollar profit indexes. Our commitment to data collection is designed to benefit all LAR customers. The sale will be broadcast over CCI.live. Sale catalog and videos are available at LundgrenAngusRanch.com. If you have questions, call Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. That's Friday, February 21st at 12:30 Central Time. And remember, it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Growers once again have to make the decision if they're going to use agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage for their crops. K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed explains the programs and what farmers need to consider if making a selection.
So these programs have been around since the 2014 Farm Bill, and I think most producers are comfortable with what they are. But again, we're making this decision again this year. We had an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, and here we are again deciding our program for 2025. Price loss coverage, or PLC, is exactly what it says. There are prices that are set, and if the marketing year average price for the crop that's harvested this year gets below that price threshold, then we start getting a payment. So it's basically the difference in that price threshold and the marketing year average price, and that is paid on the base acres of the farm, actually 85% of them.
Reed also covers what the agricultural risk coverage program is.
The second one is agricultural risk coverage, or ARC. And this one basically is a revenue program that looks at the last 5 years of county yield, the last 5 years of marketing your average price. There is a lag year in there, so it's actually 6 years out. But what that does is set a benchmark for each county and each crop, and a lot of times separated by non-irrigated and irrigated crop. There's just a revenue guarantee for that county. And if the current year revenue, so the current county yield and the marketing year average price for this year's harvested crops, gets a revenue below 86% of that benchmark, then we get a payment in that county.
She discusses what her top things are for people to consider when making decisions.
The interesting thing going into the decision this year is we have bigger prices as far as the benchmarks and the guarantees than we've had in a long time. And that's because these prices are based on what has happened in the market for the last 5 or 6 years. And you look at the current market and there's definitely some room for improvement. So I think a lot of times producers have looked at these when we've been in good years and said, yeah, it's really not that big a deal. I think it is going to be a big deal this year because I do see payments possibly in both programs depending on how low commodity prices might get in the next marketing year.
That was K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed on ARC and PLC for farmers. Learn more and find tools at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Wednesday's postponed cattle sale at Manhattan Commission Company has been postponed again until Sunday, February 23rd. Due to the inclement weather moving in, this Wednesday's sale has been moved to Sunday, February 23rd, beginning at 12:30 at Manhattan Livestock and Commission Company.
Nothing says optimism like a February lawn and garden show. We will help you find one today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 18th, the 49th day of the year. John Travolta celebrates a birthday, and Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, first American edition, was published on this day in 1885. Nothing can take the gloom from a midwinter weekend like a day at the Spring Lawn and Garden Show, and you may find one near you this weekend. We found shows going on in Hartford, Connecticut, Orlando, Florida, and Seattle, Washington. There's even an orchid show running until April at the New York Botanical Gardens. In the coming weeks, you'll find garden shows in Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Virginia Beach, the New Jersey Convention Center, and dozens more. Check for one in your local area. It might be all the lift you need to make it through the final few weeks of winter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
All of the area schools are closed Tuesday, including Diller Odell in Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills, Axtell. No school Tuesday at Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. Marysville, USD 364, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday was a scheduled half day. Parent-teacher conferences remain scheduled. No classes Tuesday at Frankfort Centralia or Valley Heights. Marshall County Agency on Aging, no transportation or meals on Tuesday. Washington Friendly Corners meal sites are closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Harvester's Food Pantry at Waterville is canceled Tuesday.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As the Kansas State Wildcats were busy last night in both men's and women's athletics, we will start with the men's basketball team, as it was the Utah Utes pulling away late to take down Kansas State 74-69. After coming off of a huge win streak, K-State now has slid two in a row out there in Utah, as the media talked with Max Jones about them being out-rebounded by Utah and how they have to change.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty frustrating. We work on it every day in practice. I feel like we get to the game, we're just not rebounding. We just got to do better. We got to start in practice. So.
And then like free throws as well, 30-10 for Utah. Is that kind of the same thing there?
Yeah, we got to make our free throws. I mean, we got to reward ourselves if we're getting fouled, going to the paint, being aggressive. So.
K-State women's basketball was also in action last night with a top 25 matchup against West Virginia University on the road, and unfortunately stumbled offensively, losing 70-56. Up next for K-State women's is against KU at home Saturday at 4 p.m.
Multi-platinum hit maker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk.
This is my daughter, these are my fields.
And Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th, Justin Moore.
So far away.
In concert in an all-ages show. Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or SevenPlans.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th. At Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
Hey, Shocker fans, the 2025 Wichita State baseball season is upon us, and season tickets are available now. Following last year's conference championship run, the Shockers continue their pursuit of a championship and NCAA tournament appearance in year two of head coach Brian Green. See what all the new hype around Shocker baseball is about by securing your season tickets for as little as $75 now at goshockers.com/tickets or by calling 316-978-FANS.
Now to the Jayhawks of KU, as yesterday it was the KU baseball team downing Texas A&M Corpus Christi 16-0, but they are back on the hardwood tonight, both women's basketball against UCF. That game tips off at 6:30 p.m. from Lawrence, and the men's basketball team still out in Provo, Utah at BYU. That game tips off at 8 p.m. tonight. The Wichita State Shockers athletics are also in action later this week, as the women's basketball team is tomorrow versus Temple. The men's basketball team back in action, looking to keep that winning streak alive on Thursday against FAU. And some news on the diamond, as
says, due to a winter weather in the forecast, Wichita State softball schedule has been altered this week. Originally scheduled to play at East Texas A&M today, then in Norman for the OU tournament in the following days. The Texas A&M game has been canceled. The OU tournament has been pushed back 2 days to split between Merida Haynes Field and Love's Field, with playing beginning on Saturday, February 22nd. Lastly, we wrap up the Four Nations round robin in the world of hockey as Canada downs Finland 5-3, Sweden over USA 2-1 as Canada and USA will face off on Thursday in the championship.
Monday night basketball action. Axtell girls beat Frankfort 48-22, while Hanover took Washington County 68-24. In boys play, Axtell beat Frankfort 57-51, and Hanover ran past Washington County 118-39. Valley Heights at Blue Valley games scheduled Tuesday will be played Thursday, and the Lynn versus Clifton Clyde games rescheduled for Saturday.
Hamish Trucking Incorporated proudly supports all the area FFA chapters and thanks them for teaching local youth the skills that will ensure a promising future in a diversified agriculture industry. From everyone at Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Extreme cold warning continues until noon Thursday. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Daytime highs approaching to above today under cloudy skies with snow likely, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 4 below.